How long until the glow of Saturday night wore off for you?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, it was a great night, and it was nice to have the next day to reflect on it, and we didn't have a game or practice, so we could kind of go home, and then I actually watched the game on TV, like, you know, recorded it and just kind of took it all in and thought it was just amazing, and, you know, it was unfortunate, we got to move on, but it was a good night, obviously, and a great memory.
What was your favorite part of it?
All of it. I'll be honest, I didn't think much of it until the day before.
Right.
And I said, okay, what's this going to be like? And, you know, we knew it was going to be sold out, and we knew all that, but I was really impressed with a lot of it. And just the students, I didn't realize we were going to have that much, like, a college feel.
Yeah.
And that was what actually made the game, because once the game got out of hand, you know, almost half the game was kind of, the game itself wasn't a great, you know, spectacle because it was 4-0. But they kept it really interesting, you know, the vibe and the whole atmosphere because of the band and the dancers and the crowd. They kept it going, and it was all the students. So thought that was real cool.
It was a college football game with a hockey game instead. It really was phenomenal.
Exactly right.
So it did become a game early. There was a little early feistiness and physicality. And I think that helped it settle into a game right away.
Yeah, I mean, early it was real good. First period was fine. You know, I mean, we got nice to get that one early. And then, you know, I thought, you know, obviously the second period was really good. We made some nice plays and kind of took over the game. But, you know, early it was a game. And, you know, and then they made a little, I don't know if it was a push, but they got that one in the third. And but, you know, when you have a 4-goal cushion and you were playing the way we were playing, it was pretty good.
Yeah, the thing about the second period that was so obvious was that you allowed nothing. They did not get a scoring chance, according to the website that I use to track scoring chances. They didn't get one till with about 90 seconds left in the period. So, the difference, to me, looked like the difference was really, and you don't like to number the line, so I'll just say the Kotkaniemi line, with he, Natchez, and Teravainen, and seemed to absolutely dominate play all night.
They had a good game. You know, we made that little switch here a couple games ago to try to just see what we would get out of it. And, you know, hopefully it continues the way it's been, because if we can get production from that line, and, you know, we should be able to, you know, get Svesh going here as far as on the goals. He's been playing really well. You know, and then we know what the Jordan line can do. So that's kind of, you know, it gives us a different look. And listen, we know we need, if KK is going to be playing in that kind of role, we got to produce. So him and Teravainen have kind of come to life here lately, so that's good.
What have you seen differently? Because I think this has probably been kind of an extended run for Kotkaniemi to play well and produce in the score sheet. I mean, it doesn't look, they're not gaudy numbers, but he's about 0.75 points a game the last 10 or so.
Yeah, I mean, he's getting a lot of opportunities, so that's why I say you got to produce in that opportunity. So he's been better. I don't know that he's really changed too much. He's always played hard. That's like, he gives you what he can. I think sometimes what gets him in trouble is he tries to do too much with the puck, and then the turnovers happen, and that's the killer. So if he can just, you know, make the play that he sees, and if it's not there, live to fight another day, keep doing that, I think he's going to be fine.
And now about Teravainen. Because he does look like he's getting back to being Teuvo Teravainen again. When that happens, what are the ramifications? How do you feel it throughout the lineup?
Well, we need him to produce. And you know, he's a real smart player. He does a lot for us, even when he's not scoring. But the way we're built, you know, we need everyone to contribute in that, especially in that top kind of end of our lineup. So I mean, listen, he's dynamic and he has his ups and downs, but he's pretty steady for the most part. And like I said, even if he's not scoring, he does so much other stuff for our group, killing penalties and kind of defensive play you always want to have him out there.
All right, let me ask you two more things and then we'll let you go. About 24,000 for the State Carolina club game. after your alumni game. I mean, that is a stunning scene that I saw the photos of. I know you were out there for part of it anyway. What were your thoughts on that?
Well, it's great. You know, I don't know if it'll ever happen, but, man, I'd love to see Division I hockey here, you know, down here. Number one, I don't obviously love the sport, but I just feel like we could do it. They have the support. I've been to a couple of state games over at Invisalign, and they were jammed, and, you know, good atmosphere there. Anyway, it was just great that they came out again, and got to give it to the NC State people. I mean, say what you want. They supported, and, I think that was really cool. Great for the kids that got to play in those games, mm-hmm. That's a once-in-a-lifetime memory. So, all around, just an incredible weekend, whatever you want to do, call it. And I think Raleigh was, showed really well. And that was another good takeaway.
And finally, how do you feel after your alumni game, you going up against Justin Williams? I actually don't know what the final score was. Did you guys win? And how do you feel?
Well, first of all, feeling a little stiff, I got to admit. And the star of the game, though, you didn't mention, was actually Don Waddell. So
really?
He came out and laced him up and played two periods. And, everything's a little slower now, but you could tell he has game. He was moving the puck and finding the open guy. And in his last shift, he actually slid block to protect a two-on-one and knocked it down. So, I mean, that was the takeaway of that game for me, for sure.
Oh, my gosh. Anybody that you think could help your group out, like, at the trade deadline?
Yeah, no, definitely not. But, it was pretty neat that he came out and joined the group. And, it was great. We had a big crowd. That was pretty cool. But just to see the guys again, for me, some of the guys came back to town. And, our alumni group's getting pretty big now, so it was a lot of fun.
I saw Eric Cole, he shaved his beard. He's got some kind of ridiculous mustache. Is that what I saw?
Yeah, that's Eric. Yeah. But he was having a blast out there. Chad LaRose came to town, and he was doing his thing. It was great. It was a great time.
That's Rod Brindamore, the head coach of the Carolina Hurricanes. Don Waddell, the star. I can't wait to hopefully I'll run into him tonight at the game. Canes host the Blues tonight. So we didn't even talk. Did we even talk about the game? We didn't need to talk about
Not
hockey.
Not really, but
I didn't
that's
ask
okay.
Who the goaltender was. I think it's Freddie Anderson tonight. I don't know.
I know.
No, but it's secondary too.
I want to know how many are wearing like ice packs today or how they're feeling.
Well,
a little sore.
Rod.
Except
he doesn't
Rod.
Play. He doesn't play a lot, so.
But he's in better shape than most.
Yes. Yes.
So he's fine. Yeah.
Yes. I would imagine that a lot of others are sore in places they haven't been sore in a while.
Yes.
So that's, which is par for the course.